broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Speaking specifically, and I have to ask you about this, the allegations in Sweden. You said many times, smear campaign.
As the subject was in a seated position, he used the two-handed...
That's very concerning. I'm very scared.
Of our colleagues last night and others who didn't think that the agreement...
That is a threat on the radio.
Yeah, something like that.
World-famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. It's a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. On this show, truth is our bitch. And we'll go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. It's not that they choose not to go there. They can't. 877-876-PHIL. Dr. Ron Tarner joins us from the Cloverdale, Colorado, the Mountain Meadow Observatory. He's going to join us this hour to discuss a controversy at his local school after receiving an expensive Christmas gift from a student. And don't forget, our website is philhendryshow.com. philhendryshow.com. You can watch a live streaming video of the show right now. Watch me perform the show. You can watch that live streaming video. Eventually, you can watch that on demand streaming video. You can also access thousands of hours of archived Phil Hendry material. You can watch our webisodes. You can watch our animated features. You can listen to all kinds of different features, as well as look at our blog and comment on our blog as a backstage pass member. Now, we also have our shop open, and right now we are selling the best of the classic best of CDs. So if you have a Phil Hendry fan in the family, I guess that you would be a Phil Hendry fan if you're watching the show right now. So get one for yourself. Get all of them if you'd like. From 97 through 2005, all of our best of CDs available at the Phil Hendry shop there at philhendryshow.com. So Ron Tarner, who has often commented with us and been with us a variety of times talking about scientific as well as political events relative to the scientific. But Ron, you have been doing some fill-in at the Cloverdale at the high school there for the school district, I know. And I think it's interesting, your experience as opposed to other teachers' experience this time of year with Christmas presents.
Yeah, Phil, we've got this school district is located in a pretty affluent area of Colorado. Cloverdale is around 60 miles from Denver, and so it's a commute, but it is within the outer ring of Denver. And as a result of that, we have quite a few of these communities that are gated and well-to-do. And so the students come from these good homes. And it's very interesting for a teacher such as myself filling in at Christmas time to encounter the lifestyles of some of these young people. And to the case of the young lady that I was speaking to about.
Well, let me before you tell me that, I want to sort of set this up, because you received from a young student, and I know that you don't want to get into names, a rather expensive Christmas present, didn't you?
Well, it was I would look at it more as a very, very thoughtful Christmas present. I'm a scientist by a profession. I fill in and teach as a way to augment my income. But science is my love. It is my career. And what I received, which was this iPad, was very thoughtful, given how I go about my day and having something like that.
Now, the student that gave this to you, this young lady, was she known to you?
Well, she was in my class.
Well, by that I mean, was she a student that you had noted throughout the school year? Was this a surprise?
It was a student who had been struggling. And just before you jumped at any conclusions, I know a lot of people like to do that. We'd had a series of tests, and we're talking about a calculus class, Phil, and a Algebra 2 class.
Okay.
And we'd had a series of tests, and we had determined that this student was struggling. But we do have quite a large number, because this is a junior class where we include two classes. So instead of 30, we have 60 students for a couple of these classes. So earlier this week, She came into the class, this young woman, and said, Dr. Turner, I would like to give you this for Christmas. It's a Christmas present for myself and my family. And she left. And I opened it, and it was a brand new iPad. The irony of this is that she was, you know, the irony of this is that she was doing so poorly in the class, and she presents me with this iPad. And you have a quandary, you really do, because...
Well, let me ask you something. Is this a, you know, to get a gift like this...
No, there's nothing immoral about it. There's nothing unethical about getting a gift. Children give their teachers gifts at Christmas time. There's no question about it. The iPad is a very expensive gift, but it is not unusual to get a gift from a student. So when I received this, I talked to some friends of mine, and I concluded, including individuals who are teaching, I said, well, what I'd like to do is to go ahead and pass her, and I know it.
You're going to go ahead and pass her based on the gift.
Now, I know what that sounds like, but if I could explain for a moment. I don't know that you've ever been in this position, and I really don't think anyone listening to you right now has ever been in this position where you get a gift like an iPad, which has... I have to tell you, Phil, it's made my work at the observatory a much, much easier. I can access a number of different sites that have satellite coordinates on them, that have mathematical equation and input, signal input, and I can get all of these very, very quickly on the iPad. And
well, you're telling me about what this gift does for you, but let's remember.
If I could just tell you, there's also an app for virtually everything I do. So my day has become so much more efficient.
All right, but I want to ask you a question. First of all, did this family go out and buy this?
Well, that's what I wanted to tell you. No, they did not. The girl's mother works for a tech company that creates applications, and they had access to these iPads, and so they gave me one. Now, let's talk about what you want to talk about, which is the appropriateness of it.
And well, I think we've moved past that conversation. I think we're now at a place where you said that you went ahead and if I heard you correctly anyway, you said that you went ahead and passed her. Now, let me give her phone number out. Hold on.
Well, and I will tell you why.
Well, hold on. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. 877-876-PHIL. Dr. Ron Turner is doing some fill-in at a high school in the Denver, Colorado area, was given an iPad by a student that was flunking the class. Am I right about that?
Well, I did not say she was flunking the class. I said,
well, you said she hadn't passed any tests.
That is correct. You're right about that. And yes, by all rights, she was flunking the class. I was looking for a way to help her, and that was the irony of it. I was looking, how do I help her? How do I make this student perform better? And she walks in and gives me an iPad. Now, first of all, she didn't wait for me to unwrap the gift. She walked in, and I don't even think she wanted me to see her. I saw her slip this onto my desk, turn, and leave. And the card said, from so-and-so, it's been a great pleasure being in your class. I hope you could use this. And I hope that I certainly am on my way to a good future, too, because I've been in your class. And I certainly understand what that message was. You have to ask yourself, do you flunk someone that gives you an iPad? I would ask you that, Phil. Do you flunk someone that gives you an iPad?
Do I flunk someone that gives me an iPad if they deserve it?
Wrong answer. Wrong answer.
What do you mean, wrong answer?
How do you... Because you are not reflecting on the reality of the situation. If you have a student that gives you an iPad for a Christmas present, do you flunk her?
I'm telling you right now, if she deserved to be flunked, then even if she gave me an iPad, I'd flunk her.
Wrong answer. You know...
Well, we can go through this wrong answer all you...
No, because I've lived it. You haven't lived it. I've lived it. I've lived it. I lived it this week. I lived the reality of someone coming in and putting an iPad on my desk and saying in the card, it's been a great pleasure being in your class. I hope that I benefit as much as you do from our relationship, or as much as you had, I should say.
And do you understand that this? So you understand what was being asked of you?
Well, absolutely, yes.
This is a very clear message. I hope that I benefit as much as you have from our relationship. This is a student who's bribing you.
Well, there is where you and I are going to diverge, Phil, in our opinion. I don't call it a bribe.
Well, what do you call it?
I call it a reminder of the difficulty of life.
And oh, come on. You're dancing around with this, Ron.
No, I am not dancing around with it. And until you've walked a mile in my shoes, my friend, until you walked a mile in my shoes, she gave me an iPad. Now, I'm going to ask you the question again. How do you flunk someone who's given you an iPad? It would be in such poor taste to flunk this individual who just gave me a $500 gift. $500.
All right. So all students need to do in Ron Tarner's class is give him a $500 gift, and they're going to pass.
So you think I'm a whore, don't you? That's what you called me.
That's what you're saying.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Yes, you most... You're not? You just said to me, how do you flunk someone?
If one person gave you a $500 gift, yes. How do you flunk them? If suddenly there is a flood of $500 gifts, you know that someone is trying to yank your chain. At that point, then, yes, I would flunk... I'd flunk a lot of them. But one person coming to me whose family has money... And has access to things that I could use in my career, things that our observatory could use. Do you understand that the cutbacks at the state level in the state of Colorado are destroying science in this state?
Okay, Ron.
Do you understand that the state of Colorado is destroying science as we speak? Do you understand that?
Apparently I don't.
All right. And so when a young lady walks up to me and says, here's an iPad, I hope I benefit from our relationship the way you just have now, and I'll be seeing you around, friend, something like that, my feeling is, how do I flunk someone like that?
And you came up with the answer, no, you can't.
I don't know yet. I may still flunk her. But
well, have you started using this iPad?
Oh, yeah. I loaded in all of my...
Well, you're not about to give that back, are you?
I'm using it now, yes.
Well, you're not about to give that back. Hold on for a minute. 877-876-PHIL. Doesn't sound to me like he is. Ron Tarner with us, an astronomer from Cloverdale Observatory in Colorado, talking with us about teaching at the high school there, and that a student gave him an iPad, gave him this gift for Christmas. Ron is now saying to us, you don't flunk someone that just gave you a $500 gift that has changed your work experience to in such a positive way by giving you this gift, this iPad, that you just don't flunk them. You know, students give teachers gifts. They do it all the time. But is there such a thing as giving a teacher a pass, saying, you know what, that gift is so nice, that gift is probably something you're going to use, that gift is something that's going to help you, help your career, help your family. Go ahead and pass the kid that gave it to you because you got no choice. 877-876-PHIL. Dr. Ron Tarner coming back with us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
No, that's you. I want to do it again because you messed it up.
Did not.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Do you have a chance to watch? Okay, we're back here. I was asking Doug, do you have a chance to watch television?
We do not. Sometimes at work later on, you know, if you're we have a mess at the observatory, and we might have some time, but not a lot. But I was just, that is a funny commercial.
We're talking about the Decon commercial. Okay, our number is 877-876-PHIL, talking with Dr. Ron Tarner about the high school teaching experience. This is Christmas time. You're getting gifts from students. This is not the first gift you've gotten, and the administration of the school, and I've been given the clearance to mention this kid's name, Tyler Brecken.
Yeah, I know him.
Okay, so you know this young man?
Yes, I do.
Okay. He said to the administration that he gave you a gift and that you, I think that he had a D grade and you upgraded it to a C minus or something?
That is correct, right. Why are you bringing up something that is a part of my personnel record?
Well, I understand that, but I was given this permission, and...
Well, it's part of my personnel record.
But it is part of the public record now, because the family's gone public.
Boy, this is not fair, Phil. This young lady brought me an iPad. He brought me... what you have done, and my congratulations to you, because you now have made it seem like I am arguing on behalf of bribery, and I am most certainly not.
Well, Doug, I don't know what to tell you because this young man said that he came with a $5 Starbucks gift certificate for you.
That is exactly right. And I used that, and I got exactly one latte. And a young lady came in with an iPad. And I was happy to try to help her in any way that I could because she helped me in any way that she could. But Tyler Brecken... And I will say it, and I apologize. Tyler Brecken and the cheap mother that he has, because apparently the father, no one knows where he is.
All right, I'm uncomfortable with this conversation.
I thought you would be, and you brought it up.
I'm uncomfortable vilifying the mother. I mean, I'm just saying, he gave you a $5 Starbucks gift certificate, and he got a C-minus from a D grade.
I do not accept gifts from students so they could get a better grade.
And but the iPad?
The iPad was an isolated incident.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to a phone call here. We have Lori in West Palm Beach, Florida. Go ahead, Lori. Or Leslie, I'm sorry.
Leslie,
you're the Philippines.
Cool.
Yes. Yeah.
As a teacher, you are window dressing the statement. And the thing is, this person gave you an iPad. You keep repeating it. And no matter
right.
how you look at it, it's a gift that came with a fishing hook, and on the fish hook was bait. That was the bait, because if she didn't include that letter or that little follow-up saying, I hope you appreciate it this as much as I should be appreciate what's coming to me, basically anybody, and Helen Keller can acknowledge it,
that
was an absolute return. She expected, a payback, which means a better grade. And no matter how you window dress it, you are comparing apples and pears. A gift is a gift, and it should not affect how the outcome of someone's grading is. And if for you to call somebody cheap, for that other gift, who said you even deserve a gift? A gift should come from the heart, not from a scheming mind. And, you're a little bit twisted, brother.
I'm sorry you feel that way. First of all, I would ask the
lady.
Yeah,
I am too.
Are you a teacher?
Yes, I have thought.
You know very well what we're up against. You know what we're up against in terms of salary. You know what we're up against in terms of work condition. And you know what we're up against in terms of working condition. When a young lady says, Dr. Tanner, I'd like your life to be better. Here's an iPad. And you're telling me, what am I supposed to do? Give her an F?
Yes, if that's what she deserves.
Excuse me, I'm speaking now. You should have tapped her on the shoulder. And excuse me, you should have tapped her on the shoulder.
That would be sexual harassment. That's sexual harassment.
What?
Please. Then you should have dressed her. Excuse me, may I say something?
Dress her?
You should have
addressed her.
Well, why don't you give another person an opportunity to speak if you don't agree with them? This is an open-air conversation. You should have addressed her and said, the tagline is a little disturbing to me. If you did the right thing, and morally speaking, you're way beyond the fence. You're not even riding the right fences. You're out there and you're window dressing it in a different direction. And what you're really doing is accepting a gift, and this girl expects something more out of the deal. And what she expects is a better grade. No matter how you color it.
I can honestly tell you, I don't know what you're talking about. I got a beautiful gift.
When you get a gift from her, Ron, and it says on the card that I hope our relationship benefits me as much as it has you, what do you think that means?
I think that's a young woman hoping that what she's been taught stays with her, and Why are you two people so in the sewer with this? Why do you have to be in the sewer? I don't understand that.
Because it's very evident. It's very evident that she expects something more than just a lovely return. She expects that it's going to be exactly, and you know exactly what it is. You know, listen, I wish everybody a very Merry Christmas.
All right, we got to take a break here. Thank you very much, Leslie. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Ron Tarner got an iPad from that student, gave her an A. He gets a $5 Starbucks certificate from one kid, gives him a C. I mean, come on. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
No, you come on.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We have Doug Danger. I am so sorry, Ron. I don't know what it is. I just had Doug on, and it could be that I just took my, I just gave myself one of these dino pep shots. I am going so fast.
Well, I don't know, Mr. Danger, but...
There's something about the two of you guys remind me of each other, but we have Dr. Ron Tarner with us. I apologize, sir. Dr. Ron Tarner from the Cloverdale, Colorado, the Mountain Meadow Observatory. He's also doing some fill-in at the Cloverdale School District. And the idea of students giving gifts to teachers, and that's a Dynapep is what I was... I took some Dynapep just before the show.
And what is that?
That is a... A new product that we're hoping we'll advertise on the show, and I took it before the show started in our uncensored pre-show and talked to my video audience, the videocast audience, about it, so we'll see.
Does it have any caffeine?
Well, I don't know. No, it doesn't have caffeine, but I want to keep talking about what we're talking about here.
All right.
So, the idea that this girl brought you a iPad and she now gets an A from an F... You found yourself compelled, correct?
I did not have a choice, Phil. It's as simple as that. I did not have a choice. There are very few instances in life when you are your back is against the wall. I know what she was asking. I saw this iPad. I did not feel, to be honest with you, I didn't feel safe turning it down.
And you didn't feel safe?
That is correct.
All right, now we're getting somewhere. Did you feel you were threatened?
I didn't feel I was threatened, no. But when I say safe, I felt that if I turned it down, I would lose my connection with a very prominent family in the school district.
And so when you say safe, you're not talking about physical safety. You're talking about your ability to raise money for the observatory.
That is correct, yes. Yes.
The kid that gave you the Starbucks certificate...
The young man that I did not want to talk about, and the school district is now allowing you.
I don't know why you don't want to talk about it, but we're going to have to, Doug, because he gave you a Starbucks certificate. You gave him a C.
He was failing the class as well. He was failing the class as well, and I gave that young man a passing grade.
You gave the other girl an A.
Phil, I don't know how to tell you this, but he gave me a... She gave me an iPad. How do you say to someone who just gave you an iPad, thanks a lot? Guess what? You still get an F.
877-876-PHIL. Dr. Ron Tarner on the line with us from Mountain Meadow Observatory. Debbie in Buffalo, New York, are on the Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Ron Tarner. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. I'd like to ask the doctor a question. What grade did he teach?
These are juniors. Juniors in high school.
Okay, and what's this observatory? Is this something that you fund? Is it through the state?
It is through the state. It is also funded through private donation. We do fundraising. I am a professional astronomer and cosmologist there at Mountain Meadow. And then I also teach in the public school system in Cloverdale, and I've taught in the community college system there as well.
Okay, now wait. So you're a professor. Oh,
yes.
My gosh. I come from a family of teachers, and you disgust me. You disgust me.
Well, I don't think you understand my level of teaching. I don't think you...
Oh, yes, I do.
No, I don't think you even understand.
I can bet that you don't have kids.
I have a son. I have a son. I guess you lose that bet. Next.
Did you lose that bet? I have a son. Did you pay his teachers off to put him through school? Or did you make him work
in earnest? No, my son, does the work. My son actually pays attention to class.
Okay.
Which means
Well,
you're
not
doing...
if you've got an idiot for a kid, what are you blaming me for?
Well, you know, having an idiot for a kid doesn't stop you from giving them an A if they give you an iPad.
There's life lessons to be learned, and a teacher is supposed to be a type of figure to say, you know, things just don't come for free. You have to earn them. You have to work. You have to study. Okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that.
And you know what? Just because you gave me an iPad...
That you're not putting this into the... here's a student that is not doing the work, but then she gives me an iPad, and it changes my work environment 3,000%.
Okay,
what am I supposed to do? Take it and throw it out a window? Or you want me to take it...
Take
it and throw it in the street.
You should have said, listen, this is a much too expensive gift. I'm sorry, I can't accept it.
Oh, sure. Right. You were going to do that?
Well, yes, why don't you accept what the lady's saying?
You would do that.
Well, what was that? You don't know.
You're telling me that you would actually take that iPad and throw it under the wheels of a dump truck going by. That's what you do.
I said I would give it back to her. You're a teacher.
Well, ma'am, I have to tell you, it's different at my level. I have a doctorate. Yes,
please
I do.
Please don't tell me. I have MDs in my family.
I don't know where you people come from.
I
don't know where you people come from or where you're going. I am.
Well, the woman is trying to tell you that she has people of great education and achievement in her family.
That's fine, but are they teachers? See?
In my family, we come from a family of teachers, a string of teachers.
Wait a minute, you just said they were heart surgeons. Are they heart surgeons that also moonlight as teachers?
Well, that's what you do.
I'm not a heart surgeon.
I'm
an astronomer.
You know what?
You have no morals.
You have no morals.
I would ask you, is this not a moral man? When someone comes to me who's been flunking a class because she's in the back passing notes to some stud boyfriend, some football player, now she comes to me with a $500 iPad that has changed my life. Changed my life.
Listen, guys.
And I look at her. Am I not allowed to give her an A?
If you're a professor, go out and get a second job so you can buy your own iPad.
Well, that's what we've done with teachers. We have relegated them to the level of busboys and waiters and garbage men. Why don't you go get a second job, teacher?
Can buy your own iPad.
I could go do that, or I could give a young lady hope that she can make it through school, which is what I did. I gave her the gift of hope.
The gift of hope is teaching her.
To get out of high school. To graduate from high school.
The gift of hope is... No, the gift of hope is not pushing somebody through the system, buddy. You're a...
What about this kid that gave you the $5?
This kid gives me a $5. Let me ask the lady, Debbie. You come from teachers, so you say. All right, great. So answer me this. What do you do with a $5 Starbucks gift certificate?
You know what? You're greedy. You're selfish.
What would your family do? Any of the teachers in your family, if some kid came to them who was getting a D and said, here, be happy with that.
What are you talking about, man?
You know what?
Wow, I think I'm speaking English.
You make no sense. And you call yourself,
I'm making perfect sense.
A teacher?
You're
oh, my gosh.
Perfect sense. I can barely make ends meet. Some kid wants to pass a grade, and he gives me a $5 gift certificate to Starbucks. I get one lousy latte out of it. And he wants an A? Roger. No one plays me like that.
Wait a minute, man. You're telling me, in full view of this audience, she gave you an iPad, she gets an A. Kid gives you a $5 gift certificate, he gets a C.
What are you saying?
Are you telling me, then, that people can buy their grades?
No, they cannot. I have to have respect for them and their motives. That's what I've been trying to say to you.
What's the respect you have for this girl?
Well, I've got a lady on the line. She's not going to like it.
No, what's the respect you have for the girl?
There's a woman on the phone line right now.
I understand. What's the respect? What's the respect?
She's good looking. Okay? She's got large breasts.
You got to be kidding me.
You pushed me. So I'm telling you. What happened to the caller? You there, Debbie?
Yeah, was that too much? I'm listening to him. I'm astounded.
Was that too much for you? I'm telling you, I am trying to be honest with you.
Is the school district listening to this?
The school district has no choice. They've got to take what they can get because most of the teachers are out with alcoholism, drug. I don't know what their problem is.
So you go in there and you give out a because she's got big breasts and she gave you an iPad.
Okay, I'll lie. I gave her a good grade because she passed all the tests. There, do you want that? You feeling better with that one? I would rather give you the truth.
Debbie, thank you for your call. Yeah. I would call the school district.
I think this whole show
is
a joke.
You know what? I don't blame you. If you're kidding with us.
If I'm kidding with you about what?
If you're kidding with me about why you passed that girl.
Phil, you invited me on your program. I didn't pound down the door to come and sit on your show and be humiliated and insulted. I got a woman here telling me their whole family have been teachers. Oh, wait a minute. No, they're not. They're heart surgeons. Why don't you ask her some questions?
All right, Debbie, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go on to Kathy in Bloomington, Illinois. Kathy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Ron Turner. Go ahead, please.
Hello. I just wanted to state that I don't think that he's doing her any favors. And the gift of hope would be a gift of going on and hoping that the next teacher is going to pass her. And it's not really fair to say that her motives were not correct. But the moral thing to do would be to turn around, set that iPad up, get it the way it needs to be, get it back to her, and give her a chance to learn off of it.
Well, I agree with you, but I need it. I've got to have it. I have been doing so much work with the astronomy, and there are so many different folders that I have to keep track of. This iPad, it saved my mind. It saved my sanity. It's probably saved my visitation with my son.
But the job for a teacher is to save the child's life, not the child saving the teacher's life.
This girl, can I tell you something, just between you and me? Maybe you'll understand what I'm saying. She's 16 going on 23. All she cares about is this quarterback. She's not going anywhere. She's going to be sweeping up a hair salon. Her parents have money.
So, in other words, you've decided, you've made this decision, she's not going anywhere, and you, Dr. Ron Turner, you are going to decide you'll take the gift because she's not worth it.
Oh, my God, the hypocrisy.
And it's teachers like you that caused that to happen, that caused it to go that direction.
You mean the girl sweeping up a hair salon?
You know, why don't you give this girl a chance and work with her? And yeah, just like this lady said, it doesn't have to be this girl sweeping up a hair salon and her parents have got money and all she wants is to whatever it is you said that she wants to do.
She wants to be with a quarterback.
Be with a quarterback. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. I'm going to take a break here. Get Ron situated. As we talk about the gifts that we give students, give teachers, and what the student expects in return, and what the teacher ought to do with that gift, which seems like a no-brainer, but Dr. Turner here has other thoughts. 877-876-PHIL. We're with Dr. Ron Turner on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
One lousy latte.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. As we talk to Dr. Ron Turner from the Cloverdale School District, who's been teaching, doing some substitute teaching there, you take gifts from students, and you let that influence your thinking in terms of what grade that student's going to get. Now, you've been hearing from people who are either teachers, have teachers in their family, or otherwise are very concerned with this. You don't have any concern.
I have a great deal of concern, Phil. I have concern for myself. I have concern for my son. The iPad app that allows you to translate a street sign is going to change my life. I'm going to Mexico is right after I get done with this teaching stint that I'm doing, I'm going to Mexico. I'm going to Mexico so I could recharge. I'm going to Mexico so I could come back and go back to work at the observatory, swinging for the fences. And while I'm in Mexico, I can use this to translate street signs, to translate, am I going into a restaurant? Am I going into a pharmacy? Am I going into a nightclub? Am I going into a pharmacy, and what I really want to be going into is a nightclub? I will be able to do all of these things because this young lady gave me this. And what did she want in return? I don't know. She simply said, I hope that my life is as sweet as yours, or I even forget what the card said.
But you gave her an A.
I believe I gave her an A, and if I did give her an A, that's what I gave her an A. And
did you give her an A or didn't you?
What does she say I gave her?
An A?
If I was it a class that I was teaching?
Didn't she give you the iPad?
Yes.
All right, then it was a class you were teaching. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call. This is Hilda in Detroit listening on WDTW. Hilda, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I think Mr. Turner deserves to pay the price for a bribe. What is the penalty for bribery? For accepting bribe?
No. This is not
and
a public official taking a bribe to build a bridge.
Yes,
no.
You are.
You don't know.
You're a public person.
You need to look up your law.
Because you're in a public school teaching students.
It's public. How do you know it's public
school?
You
sound like you're a desperate person. You don't sound like an educated person saying that you need that iPad from that student so
that
you can translate street signs in Mexico.
You
don't sound like an educated person.
Living in a city like Detroit and telling me what is moral.
That's exactly why I can tell you, because I know what has gone on.
Well, I would
that's
say
exactly why I can tell you.
I don't work
that's
in government.
I
don't work in government.
I can tell you.
I don't work
that.
In government. I don't work
and
in government.
What you need to do is pay the penalty for what you have done. You've tarnished your name of doctor. You've tarnished that. And
how?
you're just Mr. Turner, because you have low rated yourself to accepting bribes rather than looking at
gift certificate
real
for
grades
You've never,
and looking at
well,
real
she just wants to give a speech
for passing students.
Why do I have to listen to this?
Because the woman is entitled to her
because
opinion.
Because you denigrated yourself to nothing more than a bribe taker.
I disintegrated myself.
That's what you're doing.
No, I did not. I didn't pass that kid who gave me the Starbucks gift certificate.
Yes, you did. You gave him a C.
We had a D. D is passing.
Well, what are you doing, man? Let me ask you a question. The kid gave you a Starbucks gift certificate.
Right.
And it affected his grade?
I don't know that it did. That's what I'm trying to tell you with this lady. I don't know that it did.
Well, do you get paid to teach? I mean, because if you get paid to teach, why do you wait for these gifts? Why do you need these children to give you gifts?
Have you ever seen an
iPad? It's a laugh when you say.
Do you realize how amazing the
iPad
is?
So that I can go and translate street signs and translate other signs.
It has
so that I know.
My PC app. They're a sponsor of this show. I can access my home or work computer just from my iPad. And I will tell you one other thing, too. Did you ever see the television show Star Trek? Did you ever see the television show Star Trek?
You need to leave that position and go somewhere else.
God,
actually, I'll tell you what you need.
I really want
Robert Bob.
That's
who you need on your case. We have Robert Bob here. You need him on your case, and he would do what you need done.
Robert Bob?
Yeah.
What's he?
Well, I'm not going to go into all of that. You know about
like
Detroit, so you look that
he
up.
He sounds like
you're
a phony baloney to me.
You look that up. You look
Robert
that
Bob?
Up who he is, and you'll see who,
yeah, I just
who
did.
He is.
I just did. He's a cartoon character. Cartoon character? I'll tell you this. Did you ever see Star Trek? Okay. The computer on the bridge is a garbage
you
can
tell
compared
me
to what
anything.
The iPad can do.
Oh, what are you talking
I've
about, the computer on the bridge?
Of your garbage. You can't tell me anything. The only thing you need to do is pay for what you have done.
What about
because
Timmy?
Those
what about Willie
kids
Williams?
Are looking to you for an education. And to given you a gift is denying them an education.
Absolutely. All right, Hilda.
Well, she said Robert Bob. That's like saying William Willie. No one's named that. It's the other way. Bob Robert. Is that what you meant?
Thank you very much, ma'am. He's a Detroit City School emergency financial manager, by the way. Hilda, thank you for that information. That's what Robert Bob is, okay?
What do I need some guy that is running the finances of a city that is ready to go belly up at any minute? I need him? Oh, my God! What?
You need something, man. Otherwise, you're going to wind up in the can. You're going to wind up, just like that lady said, in jail.
Jail.
And then that son that you love so much, and you should, the son that you want to have visitation, he's going to come and see you through a pane of glass, man.
Because the guy that winds up in jail is the guy that gave you the $5 gift certificate for Starbucks, okay, one lousy latte, and meanwhile that girl gave me an iPad that's every bit the computer on the bridge of the Star Trek, and then some. Think about that.
No, man, I won't, because I'd like to stay on the planet Earth. Thank you.
Phil Hendry.